All right, let's get started. Okay, so what I'd like to do today, time permitting, is to go through two, and if we have the time, even a third brief letter of Rav Asher Weiss, a little bit earlier in the Sefer than the ones we've done in previous weeks, but also still in the section of letters, in which he discusses the issue of parnasa, of earning a living. If you look in the literature about, really from the time of Chazal, really, when all the issues of bitachon are discussed, and especially the tension between bitachon, how much should it just be trust in God, and how much should it be focusing on our own efforts, hishtadlus. So the two most common areas where that is discussed is physical health, refuah, and then also parnasa, earning a living. How much do we just daven and learn and kind of trust Hashem that whatever we need, He'll provide? And how much are we supposed to be working and doing things, so to speak, al derech hateva, in order to facilitate that hashkacha? So Rav Asher Weiss has a few letters on the topic, and we'll go through, I hope, two or three of them today. So I'm going to go out of order from the Sefer, just because I think for our purposes, I think this order works better. I want to start with what is known as letter 23 here, Siman Chaf Gimel, and that is, as he entitles the chapter, Haderach Haruya Eichel Das Bameh Elhitasek. How does a person know what is the right thing to do for a living? How do you choose a profession? And again, he's responding to a letter. He writes, Kasav Kvodo Shu Navuch Ma'od Binyan Parnaso. So a person wrote to him and said he's confused. He doesn't know what to do for a living. He doesn't know what he should go into. And he asked Rav Asher Weiss for his advice. So says Rav Asher Weiss straight ahead, there are two keys to understanding, to unlocking this mystery of what you should do for a living. Two important points. Number one, I'll call, know your strength. Says Rav Asher Weiss, first of all, you have to try to be self-aware enough and be, honest enough with yourself. What are the strengths, physical strength, personality strengths, intellectual strengths that Hashem has gifted you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaYoshev U'mefarnes Es Kol Echad Ve'Echad. This is a point which he'll come back to multiple times in the letters and in the Sefer, honestly, that certainly when it comes to everything, but especially Parnassah, we believe it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No doubt about that. We have to believe that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the one who's mefarnes kol echad ve'echad. Ve'ena parnasa metzuya ela miyado hagadola harachava hamaleya. And anything we get is because of God's munificent kindness and His endless generosity and grace. But, and here is, of course, the key but, the key pivot. excuse me. Ach tzorech ha'adam lehishtadel hishtadlus tiv'it beparnasaso. A person must endeavor and put in the right effort that in a natural way he would be able to earn a living. U'lekayem hishtadluzu, and in order to fulfill that hishtadlus, he'etzil ha'lav ha'borei et ha'kelim ha'nidrashim al-manas lehitparnes. So says Rav Asher Weiss, it only makes sense. If God is going to build the world based on a system in which every person needs to do their hishtadlus, the normal, easily understandable, rational behavior, which, based loosely on a cause and effect, should result in earning a living. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build a world that requires that, then it makes sense, implicitly, says Rav Asher Weiss, that Hashem would give each person the talents and the abilities and the strengths in order to perform that hishtadlus, right? It would be a cruel joke if God said, in order to make a living, you need to do hishtadlus, but I'm not going to give you the ability to do that, right? That seems to be obviously ridiculous, patently. So therefore, says Rav Asher Weiss, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the talent so that you should be able to do the hishtadlus that will hopefully enable him to then bless you with that parnasa. Va'al yidei, says last line here of the paragraph, Va'al yidei hitbonanut betchunat gufo v'nafsho yavin b'meh yishtadel b'parnasato. And therefore, if a person is self-reflective, his bonanus betchunas gufo v'nafsho, think about yourself, what do you do well? What are your strengths? Intellectual strengths, physical strengths. What do you do well? It's most likely, it's a reasonable assumption, that the things that you do well at, that's going to be where you can, so to speak, perform your hishtadlus. And then says Rav Asher Weiss, How do I know this, says Rav Asher Weiss? You might say it's common sense, it's intuitive. I tried to present it a minute ago as being very obvious. But Rav Asher Weiss says, I'll give you a source. And the source is none other than the famous medieval work of both Musar and Machshava, the Chovos HaLevavos. Now, this is a very, very famous sefer, the Chovos HaLevavos. In many circles, I think including our own, it is not as popular as it once was. I once had a conversation off the cuff with Rav Bick in the Cheder Ramim about the Chovos HaLevavos. And he made the point that, there are some very extreme shitos in the Chovos HaLevavos, so he thought that's why it is not as mainstream as it once was. But okay, be that as it may, that's maybe for another discussion. But this is one of the most famous sections of the Sefer, is his very lengthy treatment of the concept of bitachon, of trusting in God. And there in the Shar Bitachon in Perek Gimel, he says something which I think is, very makes a lot of sense. And in fact, as we shall see both in this letter and in another, Rav Asher Weiss relies heavily on the Chovos HaLevavos for his approach to this topic. So in order to reinforce this idea, his first point, that a person should look towards his natural talents and skills and strengths in order to decide what is his best avenue for hishtadlus. So says Rav Asher Weiss, you can find this already in the Chovos HaLevavos, who says here at the beginning of the quote, Umi shehu mibnei adam chazak begufo v'chalash b'hakarato. Says, there are different types of people, says the Chovos HaLevavos. Some are chazak begufo. They're physically very strong. And yet, they're a little less strong. They're weaker b'hakarato. That means they're weaker intellectually. Right? Certain people are just better with their hands, we might say. Roy lolet mehem mash yesh bo min hayegia kefish yochol lisbol. So says the Chovos HaLevavos, when it comes to this person picking up parnasa, so it makes sense that they should pick a job that is focused on their physical strengths, their physical abilities. This could be any one of a number of things, but it doesn't necessarily mean, by the way, just being a middle class blue collar, a worker, although, nothing wrong with that either, honestly. But, let's say a person could become a contractor, a big real estate developer. Before they start wearing the fancy suits and building the high risers, they usually started, on the bottom, so to speak, doing the construction and the building and all that kind of stuff themselves. If you're good with your hands, there are all sorts of things that you can do, some of which might be very lucrative, some of which might be less. But, there's nothing to be embarrassed about, so to speak. You have to know your strength. And if your strengths are more, so to speak, the brawn, then you should focus on that. However, he continues, Umishu chalash bugufo. But let's say someone doesn't have, we might say he's not good with his hands. Or, again, he's talking about an ancient world where maybe you were talking about, farming and other things where you really need to be physically strong. But let's say a person's not that. He knows he doesn't have those physical abilities. But hakarato chazaka. But he's very bright. He's very intellectual. He has certain abilities in that realm. Al yivakesh me sibor ataref mashemagia guf mashemiyaga gufo. Excuse me. Says you shouldn't be looking for your livelihood in an area which requires tremendous physical effort. Rather, ach yate el mashiyekal al gufo v'yochol lahat miralav. Right. So it's just very reasonable and intuitive. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, if you are somebody who's less physically blessed, but more intellectually blessed, so you wouldn't want to go into a profession that requires you to have brawn, to be strong or be good with your hands or coordinated or anything like that. You need to go into something, if you're more math-oriented, go into something more math-oriented. If you're more philosophically or abstractly, whatever, fill in the blank. It's pretty obvious. That is the first point. What's interesting, even though Rav Asher Weiss continues with a larger citation from the Chovos HaLevavos, this last line or two here in this citation, Kol Adam, I'm going to skip that for a moment because I actually think it really relates to Rav Asher Weiss's second point, which is that he continues and he says, what's the second thing? You remember, he started off by saying, how do we pick what's our parnasa? There are two keys, shtei maftechot. The first mafteach, the first key is, what are you good at? Where are your strengths? Are they physical? Are they musical? Are they the brawn? Are they the brain? Whatever the case may be. Okay? Then the second key, though, he says is, Nitiyas HaNefesh, which I would translate that is not know your strength, but follow your passion, right? Kind of a very modern idea in certain ways. And yet, not only does Rav Asher Weiss say it, but as we shall see in a moment, he was, preceded many hundreds of years by the Chovos HaLevavos as well. Nitiyas HaNefesh, Hanimshach l'tchum mesuyam, says Rav Asher Weiss, this is the key point, Hanimshach l'tchum mesuyam, if you're drawn to a certain area, remez min hashamayim, very powerful term, very powerful language, remez min hashamayim hu shebekach yuchal hitparnes. Just like we mentioned before, that Akash Baruch Hu is going to give you the natural abilities in order to have the hishtadlus for your parnasa. Another key, says Rav Asher Weiss, is if Hashem gives you a certain interest, an attraction to a certain area, that is also a remez min hashamayim. That is Hashem speaking to you, in other words, in a very faint and soft voice. But it's a subtle message. If you have a certain interest, inclination, you're drawn, you have a certain passion, that itself is an indication of what you should do. Now he's going to go on, as you see here, Kamosha Kasav Chavos Alavavos, Basov Tvarav. He's about to quote something else from the Chavos Alavavos, but let's scroll back up for a second and see what he said at the end of the paragraph that I stopped and reread beforehand. He says here, Ulakal Adam, right here, Ulakal Adam, Yesh Chefet Bimalacha, Oschora, Mibilti Zulasa. Says every person has a certain interest or desire in this profession, in that business, and not necessarily in others. Kfar hitbia, in such a case, kfar hitbia, milashon teva. Hashem has already put it in your nature, in your personality. Akel, la, ha'el la, excuse me, betivo, ava v'chiba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already put a certain passion, a certain interest, a certain drive, attraction to that area already in your personality. V'chein b'shar ha'chaim, kamoshi, hitbia b'teva, hachatul tzedat ha'akbarim. He says, all right, this is what, we won't get into this now, that's not our topic, but says the Chofetz Chaim, this is true in the natural world as well. He gives a number of examples. His first example being that in the nature of cats is to go after the mice. Okay, so in a similar vein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates people with a certain inclination to do certain things. So here, going back to, again, this is all in the same chapter of the Chofetz Chaim, but later on he says here, if you do some self-reflection and you see that your nature, your interests, your attraction are leading you to a certain one of the malachos, a certain particular profession, via gufo ro'ilo. No, he adds, it's an important caveat. Just because you're interested in something, you have to have gufo ro'ilo. You know what I thought of when I saw this? Gufo ro'ilo is every, you know, Orthodox kid who loves playing basketball and then realizes at some age, I ain't going to be in the NBA because Gufo is not Roilo, right? So it's one thing that I have a passion. You might think, wow, Hashem has been telling me, Hashem is speaking to me, Remez Min HaShamayim, I should go into basketball, I should do something in professional sports. But yeah, you have to make sure Gufo Roilo. And at some point when you realize that, you know, there aren't that many, you know, 5'8" guys who are slow and can't jump, I know you were the best guy in the yeshiva league, okay? But, you know, at some point you realize what that counts for and what it doesn't count for. Gufo roilo and yuchol lispo tatircha, right? Certain professions, you might be interested in them in theory. But then, and this is something, again, this is really unbelievable, coming from the Chofetz Chaim hundreds of years ago. This could have been said by a career counselor in 2020, right? You have a certain interest, you have a certain passion. You have to learn about the profession. Maybe that's a particular profession that requires, I don't know, many years of graduate school or tremendously long hours, or maybe it's very physically exertive. Are you willing to pay the price? It's one thing to be interested in it. It's one thing to have a passion for it, to enjoy it. But to make it your vocation, that you're going to spend, you know, how many hours a day, how many hours a week doing that, you have to know, do you have the physical ability? But also, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to suffer through whatever pain there is, whatever cost there is? And every profession has that. But if you have both of those, says the Chofetz Chaim, your teva, your nature is drawing you. You have the physical ability. You're willing to sacrifice whatever it takes. Yachzor elav, yasimo sasiba la bas mezono. Then that's what you should do. Go after that and make that the reason, so to speak, if you will, the excuse through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can then give you whatever he has ordained to be your mezonos, etc., etc. And then he adds, by the way, this is also an important point. Again, this career, really be a career counselor. The yizbo mitika umarirota. Whatever profession you pick, it's going to have certain advantages. Matika, there's going to be certain parts of it that are going to be sweet, and other things that are disadvantages. Mariruta, right? Part of growing up is realizing not everything's a fantasy world. Everything has its benefits. Everything has its cost. And there's no such thing as all good or all bad. A person has to weigh those and make a decision. Okay, so that is the basic structure of the first part of Rav Asher Weiss's answer. How do you know what to do? So basically, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a very subtle way, has told you what you can do to, so to speak, enable the Hishtadlus, which will therefore be a window for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you. Number one, what are you good at? Number two is, what are your interests in? And then he says, excuse me, Ushtei Yisodot HaMivchan Halalu, you narrow the raglav, right? Let these two, so to speak, be the light that guides you in making your choice. But then he transitions. So all of this is about figuring out your Hishtadlus. But then he transitions into the rest of the letter, which according to him is Ikar. What is the main thing? The main thing is, after you've done that and you've picked your profession, you're going to be a contractor, you're going to be into agriculture, I don't know, you're going to be a farmer, a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer. Amnam, Ikar, what is the main thing? Liftoach b'Hashem uledash shehu levado yosheb mafarnes as kol ha'olam, kulo mibetzei kinim ad karnei re'imim, v'harbe drachal ha'makom. You have to realize, you have to remind yourself over and over again, that in the end of the day, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he is the one who is providing sustenance from the smallest creatures on the earth, the Beitzei Kinim, even to the largest, to the Karnei Re'imim. And there are many different ways for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get that money, get that Parnasa, get that Mezonos to you. In the end, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam zos sham chovos levavos. And this is also underscored by the chovos levavos. Al yachshov ki tarfo mu'umar al siba yedua. Don't think that the reason you're getting your parnasa is because of some very easily identifiable reason. That is to say, I went to graduate school, I am a lawyer, I've acquired certain skills, and that is why. Hard stop. That is why I'm making my parnasa. That's a mistake, says the Chovos HaLevavos. Because then you might think, sh'im timana ha-siba ha-hi mimenu lo yivah b'siba acheret. And therefore, if that thing all of a sudden stopped, you lost your ability to be a lawyer, you lost your license, or whatever the case may be, does that mean that you have all of a sudden no way to get Parnassa? You only had one lifeline to Hashem's Parnassa, and now without that you can't have anything? That's a mistake. Al yiftach alokim b'metrafo. The only thing to focus on is to realize is that Hashem is ultimately the source. V'yedan, you have to realize, therefore, kesibo kula neitzal barei shavot. From a Kodesh Baruch Hu's perspective, he could send you, I'm just going to make an easy round number, $100,000. He could send you that in a salary based on a job that you went to school for, that you trained for, and it makes all the sense in the world that you got it. But there are other explanations, other scenarios which might seem to you and I very far-fetched. How unlikely is that? But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, kol hasibot shavot, they're all equal. Yatrifu b'mashi yirtza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can sustain you in any way he wants. Ube'eit shirtza, when he wants. Ume'ez inyan shirtza, in any way. Maybe all of a sudden for the first time in your life, you'll decide to play the lottery and you'll win. Maybe there's some great aunt who lives in Wisconsin who you never knew, who died and left you a Yerusha for $100,000. It's, again, from my perspective, from your perspective, this seems unbelievably unlikely. Of course. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, they're all equally likely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give you the parnasa any way that he wants. Now, that doesn't mean you rely on the lottery. You don't rely on the great aunt Yerusha that you never met. Of course not. You have to do a Hishtadlus. That's what we start off with. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world. But you should realize, even when you're doing the Hishtadlus, that there is not, and here's the key point, and this is so tricky, especially for modern man, and I say modern with the lowercase m. I don't care where you can live in Borough Park, Williamsburg, or Mayor Sharon, but from this perspective, you're a modern man. And in our world, this is very hard to relate to. I admit that for sure. But this is what we have to work on. And that is, we shouldn't think that there's a direct and exclusive cause and effect between our Hishtadlus and the Parnassah. There is some semblance of cause and effect, for sure. That's why Hashem wants us to do it. But it's not an exclusive one. That was the point that Chavos was making here, that somehow if you lost that particular cause, there would be no more effect. If Hashem wants to give you the Parnassah, if Hashem wants to give you the Mezonos, He could give it to you in another way as well. It's not only that way. Okay, there's a little bit more here. He has one more story here from the Chovos HaLevavos, but I don't think it necessarily substantively adds. In fact, if anything, if we had the time, I'd read the story with you. I have a kasha on the story. Anyone who wants, you have the text now, you can look at it yourself, and if anyone wants to text me to discuss either what questions you might have on this story or what I was bothered by, I'll be happy to discuss it with you. But for the purpose of moving on with the shiur, let's continue now. That's the first letter I wanted to study. Now let's go to the second letter, which is, do I have it here? Yes, here, Chaf Bet. Okay, Chaf Bet, which is Tfilah Skula L'Torah L'Parnasa. Right, now again, this fits in with this last point that we saw. Again, just to review, what we've seen until now is, how do you pick your it all comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's on a t'nai, it's on a condition that we do a shtadlus. How do we do the shtadlus? How do we know what to do? What are your strengths? What are your interests? Find a marriage between those two. Do your best, even though every parnasa, every profession has its pluses and its minuses. Do your best. And basically, you've then allowed yourself, you've created what you might call a kli kibul. You've allowed yourself to be, in a very derech hateva way, the beneficiary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's siyata d'shmaya. But since it's all ultimately from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the last thing he said. The ikar is, remember that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in theory, could give it to you any way he wants. So in that vein, we come to this next letter, which I think is very powerful, and in a certain way, very poignant. And he writes, and in fact, Rav Asher Weiss says at the top here, right, your letter was nagala libi. He says, your letter touched my heart. And as you'll see in a moment, it touched his heart because it's a very sad and very painful letter. Again, we're not talking about life and death, but still very painful. Kvodo mitlonen. So he says, somebody wrote Rav Asher Weiss a letter complaining. Right, amazing. I don't know how many people, I'm sure there are some people, I don't know how many people though, in Chutz La'aretz live their life this way, but I have to say, since I've moved to Israel, certainly in my neighborhood, but I don't think it's only unique in my neighborhood, you have a lot of people like this, who really build their schedule so that only part of the day they're working, and part of the day they're working. They're learning. I don't mean, again, there are people, it's a small number, Baruch Hashem, there are tzaddikim everywhere who work a full day job, whatever that parnasa is, and then every free second they're learning. That's an unbelievable madrega. But that's actually not what we're talking about. I'm not someone who says deliberately, I'm only working part-time, right? It could be that I learn till lunch, and then in the afternoon I work. Or the opposite sometimes, right? I'm learning all day, but I'm living in Israel, and I have an internet job, so I work, American hours, and I work all night. I'm working part-time. There are people who really divide their day that way. It's really very noble. I'm always admire and almost even jealous of people who can make a parnasa that way. However, there's a problem. So, who said it's going to go? So this person wrote a letter to Rav Asher Weiss and basically says in Yiddish, "Segeitnisht." Segeitnisht means it's not going. What's not going? So the guy writes, neither of them. I'm giving half my time to learning. I'm not becoming a Talmud Chacham. I'm giving half my time to Parnassa. I'm not being successful with that either. Nothing's going. Ain hu margish hatzlacha b'limud. He said a person's not feeling any hatzlacha in his learning. B'shocheyach hu asatamudo. Right? He can't really progress in his learning because he doesn't learn enough. Ve'af ain siman bracha b'parnassoso. He's not fine, you know. Okay, a person would be willing to sacrifice his learning if he saw some bracha in his Parnassa. But he's not seeing that. A person will be willing to sacrifice some of his parnasa to see bracha in his learning. He doesn't feel he's doing that either. And as a result, nafsho agumala, right? The person is feeling very sad and very depressed. So says Rav Asher Weiss, Yedidi ahuvi habracha achasi upitaron echad olal lekan lekan. He says, there's one solution to both of your problems. And what is that? Skulas hadvarim tfilahi. Your focus on parnasa and learning, you forgot about the davening. And this sounds maybe radical, but says Rav Asher Weiss, it's actually quite straightforward and simple. It's a Gemara Brachos. The Gemara Brachos says, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Tan Rabbanon, Chasidim Rishonim, Hayushoin Sha'achas, Umispalin Sha'achas, V'chozrin V'shoin Sha'achas. They would wait an hour in contemplative meditation before davening, getting themselves ready. After they do a daven for an hour, and even after the davening, they would be more thinking about it and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for another hour. That's 3 hours for Shachris, 3 hours for Mincha, 3 hours for Marav, 9 hours they were davening. Says the Gemara, V'chimeyachar sheshoen teisha shos, if they're going to learn that 9 hours, b'yom b'tfila, terasan heich mishtameres. How does a person have any time to learn Torah if they daven for 9 hours? The Gemara has 2 feet on the ground. Rosh Magia Shemaima, but Sula Mutzavarta. The Gemara asks on both ends. Not only how are you going to become a Talmid Chacham if you spend so much time davening, how are you going to parnasa? What happened to your malacha if you were spending so much time davening? Who has time to make a parnasa? So what's the answer? Says the Gemara, Elabitoch shechasidim heim torasan mishtameres umalachton misbareches. Because of their high spiritual level, through their davening, their Torah was blessed and their work was blessed. He then quotes from the Yerushalmi that more or less has a different nusach, but I think the same basic point. And now he turns over next page and says, Rav Asher Weiss, what do we see from this? Hare, she nitchavtu chachmei kedem be'eize derech yizkeh adam lis'alos v'toru l'tzlacha parnasa. So he says, our chachamim of the earliest days were grappling with how can a person be successful in learning? How can it be successful in parnasa? Right? Everyone wants to be a learner-earner, right? We want to have it all. We want to be Talmid Chachamim. We want to be wealthy. We want to be successful. How do you do that? And what did Chazal tell us? Atzatam, yarbe b'avodas hatfila. Work on your davening. Yishar shachas lefaneo lachareha, v'tosha chasidim heim terosan malachta mishtemeres u'mitz bareches. It all comes from tefila. Now, we will digest this and see why this is. He hasn't explained why this should be or how we can relate this to our life. Because I don't think Rav Asher Weiss is recommending, nor do I think, frankly, he in his own life spends 9 hours a day in tefillah. So we have to figure out how this relates to our life and how this relates to the previous letter. But let's just read a little bit more. He now goes on to quote a number of psukim. Kama tipshi sharinshi says, other people were foolish. We think that all it comes from kochem ve'otzem yadi. We think it all comes from our efforts, our parnasa, our education, our graduate school, our willingness to work hard. But we forget a pasuk in Chumash. It's not a chassid shavort. It's not even a maimer chazal. It's a pasuk in Chumash. We are commanded, v'zacharet es Hashem Elokecha, ki hu hanotein lecha koach lasos chayil. It's not kochem ve'otzem yadi. That's the previous pasuk. Rather, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows Sein Lecha, HaKoach La'asos Chayil. He gives you the ability to be successful, to earn a parnas, to be wealth. Furthermore, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Per Gimel as well says, Va'al Binascha Al Tisha'ein. Don't rely on your Bina, on your smarts. Again, not to use your smarts, but don't rely on them exclusively. Don't think that's where all the Bracha comes from. And then he quotes another Pasuk from Koheles, which is us in a very, very, you know, powerful pasuk. Kilo lekalim hamarutz. It won't just be because you're fast will you win the race. V'lo legiborim hamelchama. Just because you're strong, you won't necessarily win the war. Lo lechachamim lechem. V'gam lo lenevinim osher. V'gam lo leyodim chein. Doesn't matter how smart you are necessarily, how bright you are, how knowledgeable you are. None of that will necessarily guarantee any more than strong guarantees winning the war or fast guarantees winning the race. And not only is it in the material, but it's also in the spiritual when it came to learning, as we previously saw. If you're learning, you also need Siyat Rishmaya. As Rabbi Shua ben Hananya said to the Anshe Alexandria in Mitzrayim, there's a Gemara in Nida, Dafayin Amadbet, when they were complaining to him, how can we become successful? How can we learn? How can we have a parnasa? And what did Rabbi Hananya say to him? To these people, Yavakesh Mimisha Achachma Shalo, Yavakesh Mimisha Osher Shalo. I think if you look up the Gemara, I think those two lines, that's not a single line. I think that's two different lines in the Gemara, which here he's paraphrasing and putting them together. But the point is, he's keeping true to the point of the Gemara. He's definitely being honest, faithful to the Gemara. Rav Hanani says to these people, you want to have Torah? Don't just think it's enough to go to the Beis Medrash. You have to go to the Beis Medrash. That's your Hishtadlus. But you have to daven. You have to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You want to be Parnasa? You have to work, of course. But you can't just think it's just the work. You also have to daven for that. As a result, again, we will finish up in a minute by just summarizing and explaining this, but let's just read the last paragraph. Tarba b'tfila, hashkem v'arev, as much davening as you can in the morning and the evening. Tata'atzeh b'birkas avarabah, he gives you practical advice. Focus on avarabah with great kavana. Uberachtilcha, he says to this person, I give you a bracha, that you should be successful in your learning. Tasech in your parnasa. V'akash baruch imali kol mashalas libcha, letova u'levracha. So what you see from this, I think, is something very, very powerful. Now, I just think we need to add one point, which Rav Asher Weiss himself did not say explicitly, which is, why is davening so important, right? Again, maybe it's obvious, and maybe that's why he didn't mention it, but just in case, let's spell it out, which is, it really connects back to what we saw in the previous letter, which is that the ikar of everything is realizing that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the bitachon, which I would say is very closely related to anava. It's not identical with humility, but very closely related with anava. It's not all about our efforts, our smarts, our ability. We have to do all those things because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. That's the mechanism of the hishtadlus. But nevertheless, we have to realize it ultimately comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we saw in the first letter. So now he makes the point in this second letter. Again, I'm going out of order in terms of the Sefer, but I think it works for our purposes. In the second letter, he said, what's one of the things that we can do in our life, right? In our modern world, everything in our world, we are bombarded subliminally and explicitly with messages of, it's all about you. It's all about Kochiv Otzem Yadi. Right? So how can we overcome that? That's an endless trap that we have to avoid falling into. Not just to having the effort, but thinking it's all from the effort. So says Rav Asher Weiss in this other letter, what's the key based on Chazal? What's the key to avoiding that trap? Davening. Because the essence of davening, if we think about it, or should I say if we take davening seriously, but if we take davening seriously and we think about it, the essence of davening is, implicitly, the understanding and the assumption that no matter how much we're trying, no matter how much effort we put in, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our health, it's good to eat well, it's good to exercise, and you could still, out of nowhere, get a disease. It's good to work hard, it's good to go to a good school and get a good degree and, you know, get good career counseling. But, and this I can tell you, certainly putting on my old man's hat for a second, right, there are so many people that I know, two people just as smart, and one guy ends up being just successful, another one not. Two people seem to work just as hard. One guy's successful, one guy isn't. In real life, the older you get, you see this all the time. Sometimes it's obvious, yeah, this guy was lazy, this guy worked hard. Someone was really smart, so they did well. But there are so many people who are just as smart and didn't do well. There are so many people who worked as hard, didn't end up doing as well. And in the end, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That requires a certain level of humility to understand, but also a certain level of emuna, no question about it. What's the key to both? Says Rav Asher Weiss, really just quoting the Gemara Brachos, davening. Each day, whether we take 3 hours or not, and don't worry, I'm not doing that either. I don't preach what I don't do myself. But each time we daven, it's an opportunity to remind ourselves that in the end, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rifa'enu, Bereichaleinu. It's all coming from you. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to get the degree. I'm going to work hard, etc. But I know it's all coming from you. And if we do that, plus the hishtadlus, so hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless all of us, not only with good health, but us and our families with good parnasa as well. Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much. And look forward to have a great day of learning and look forward to seeing you all of you tonight on the call with Rav Asher Weiss. I'm sure it will be amazing. I mean, maybe not as